All right, so it's going to be a bit of a wild one today, I think, because I'm going to be looking at Richard Branson and a bunch of tentacles that come off of him. And the reason I'm looking at him today is because just a little while ago, he showed up in Vladimir Zelensky's office over in Ukraine for some reason. I mean, Richard Branson, you know who he is? Virgin. Virgin Airlines, Virgin Galactic, Virgin Telephone, Mobile Service, Virgin, a bunch of things, right? From over in the UK. Richard Branson, that guy. He's over there with Zelensky? Why? In this video, I'm hoping to answer that question from my own perspective, what I see. And I have to warn you, it gets really dark. The darkness comes, quite towards the end of this presentation, because in the beginning, I want to go through and show you the organizations that come off of Richard Branson directly. I want to show you how he's involved in grooming the next generation of billionaires who will take up the mantle when the older guys retire, I guess, or step out of the spotlight. I want to show you that there's some sketchy people involved in philanthropy. I'm going to talk about human trafficking, human exploitation in every possible means. And I hope you'll find it interesting as we get towards the end when we come back to Zelensky and Branson in that office and what they might be talking about. Okay, let's start. Here's Richard Branson in the office with Zelensky. And by the way, before we move on, check out this symbol on the desk. What is that? Anybody know? Please leave in the comments if you know what that thing is. It's like an all-seeing eye in a circle. I don't know what the word is there. Obviously, it's in Ukrainian, Russian, or something. And the thing about Ukraine is that it's full of criminals, right? This is not surprising. We know that the Azov Battalion and other militias and militant groups that are fighting this war against Russia so valiantly. Yes, they're neo-Nazi groups, many of them funded, the rumor has it, by a Jew called Kolomoisky. And Kolomoisky is very close to Vladimir Zelensky because they had a relationship through this television show and the network, the production company that Zelensky started with this guy named Serhii Shafir. Okay? Zelensky had this company, and Kolomoisky ran the shows produced by this company on his network. And of course, one of the shows was that Zelensky was president of Ukraine. Can you believe this? So that's how that went. But in the Pandora Papers, which is like a big leak of financial information about a whole bunch of oligarchs and different captains of industry and political people in the world, they found out that Zelensky and his partners in comedy production owned a network of offshore companies related to their business based in the British Virgin Islands. The thing is, the British Virgin Islands is where Richard Branson does a lot of his business. He owns two different islands, Necker Island and Mosquito Island, in the British Virgin Islands. And he hosts a lot of conferences there, etc. We're going to get it more into that a little later in the video. So in Ukraine, as you know, the war's going on, and one of the things that has happened, they tell us, is that thousands of vulnerable children are unaccounted for. This article from the BBC, March 11th. They no longer bother to put the years on here. Drives me crazy, but it was from this year, 2022. Traffickers are targeting parentless children on the Ukraine-Poland border, says a group evacuating orphanages in the war zone. A team of U.S. military veterans is helping to organize safe passage for the estimated 200,000 children in Ukraine's orphanages and foster homes. But they say thousands are unaccounted for and fear some may already have fallen prey to to people traffickers. Aerial Recovery, a team of former U.S. military veterans who are assisting vulnerable people fleeing the crisis, is working with the Ukrainian authorities to establish a system that will make it easier to keep tabs on the country's parentless children. The government doesn't really have the capacity to deal with this problem, says Jeremy Locke, pictured right here, the team's chief of operations. So who is Jeremy Locke? Here's his Instagram, Locke and Loaded. You can see Chief of Operations, Aerial Recovery Group, retired U.S. Army Special Forces Green Beret. And it so happens that Jeremy got married in the British Virgin Islands in February 2021 to a woman named Brittany Turner. The significance of that is that Brittany Turner is the founder and CEO of Aerial Group. It's a Tennessee-based social enterprise company that provides real estate development, media production, education, motivational speaking, disaster relief, nation development, and other nonprofit work. Wow, that's pretty impressive. What a resume this girl has. Like, and look, Ariel was listed by Forbes and Fortune as the sixth fastest growing woman-owned, woman-led company in the world. Yeah. Oh, man, how did that happen? Because if you look into Brittany's background, she's just a simple girl, and she, at 23, was living out of her car, and then she decided to start this real estate development company, and boom, now she's one of the sixth fastest growing companies in the whole world, and very, very wealthy. How could this have happened? Well, we're going to find out. Aerial Recovery Group is part of Aerial Global Community. Our number one goal is to save lives and facilitate the redevelopment of nations. What? The redevelopment of nations. I don't want companies to facilitate the redevelopment of nations, but that's what they're all doing. See, the older generation of business owners take more pains to hide that, but they've groomed these young people, as you'll see. And to them, this is normal. This is business now. So let's just continue. Here is Brittany and Jeremy's a photo from their wedding. They got married on Aerial Island, BVI. What? Aerial Island, BVI? What's that? They took their honeymoon, I guess, on a Virgin Cruise Lines ship. Virgin is, of course, Richard Branson's company, right? Okay. See this. Brittany and Jeremy's wedding, they asked for donations rather than gifts, and 100% of all donations, they say, will go towards the shelter rebuild in the British Virgin Islands. And so, okay, Brittany, the social entrepreneur, rich, doesn't need wedding gifts. But, okay, it's just interesting, right, that it's all the British Virgin Islands, and that's where Richard Branson is from. Richard Branson also was doing a fundraiser from his foundation called Virgin Unite to rebuild the library and resource center on Joss Van Dyke Island. So he begged for money through his foundation to build this thing, and here's what it looks like. A shipping container with a haphazard chain link fence around it. That's what these guys built with all their money. Here's the inside of it. Don't have people sitting back to back. Like, what a joke this is. He actually attended this ceremony, apparently, on 9th of June, 2020. That's the Library and Resource Center that billionaire Richard Branson built. So let's look at Virgin Unite. In 2004, we founded Virgin Unite, and they've inspired and incubated a number of wonderful collaborations like The Elders, Ocean Unite, Carbon War Room, now merged with RMI, the B-Team, Caribbean Climate Smart Accelerator, Unite BVI, 100% Human at Work, and the Branson Center for Entrepreneurship. Here's the symbols for all of those, the logos for all of those. I'm going to talk briefly about some of them. For example, The Elders. The Elders is actually a whole bunch of elder statesmen. People like Ban Ki-moon and Mary Robinson and Gro Harlem Brundtland. Worst name in the world. Jimmy Carter. And I could go on. There's all kinds of them. And you got to go look at the website and just find the part where they say that they're engaged in speaking truth to power. You see, these culty maniacs who already have all the money and power in the world like to pretend and position themselves as the plebs. You know, when I first moved to the town that I live in now, it has an Ivy League university in it. My family didn't have money. We moved here, it doesn't matter why, but I remember thinking it's going to be fancy because of this Ivy League university, right? Driving through campus, these people whose families, a lot of them have a lot of money, dressed like absolute slobs and had garbage and crap all over their properties. So I don't know what it is. Do rich people not like being rich? They like to pretend they're poor. And that's what these losers are doing. And the elders, they're like, we're speaking truth to power. You are the power, you knobs. Okay, what else? Well, never mind these right now. B team is linked to B Lab and these B certified corporations. This is the woke financing. It is kind of an organization that set itself up to be like certifying companies as how compliant they are with all the UN Sustainable Development Goals, and they give them a score, and then that score can be taken forward to banks and funding mechanisms, and you know they just won't get invited to the party if they don't have a high enough score. It's a social credit score for corporations, so that's what that is. And let's look at the next. What's the next one here? Oh, the Caribbean Climate Smart Accelerator. For example, they did the 10 Island Challenge in the Caribbean, and it says that the leaders demonstrated their commitment to renewable energy and efficiency on Richard Branson's home of Necker Island. So here's some leaders of these Caribbean nations. You'll see most of them are black, as it should be, but guess who's doing the actual work and assessment? This very northern white country, Norway. Norway's doing it. And the customers for this were Carbon War Room, Rocky Mountain Institute, and the Clinton Foundation. If you want to learn a lot more about it, a very deep dive, Corey's Digs, Corey Lynn at Corey's Digs did Shipwrecked on 10 Islands with the Clintons and Branson, explaining how this is not at all what it seems. And as she points out here, it was a renewable energy project that locked in every island, forming a perimeter around their favorite places such as Haiti, Dominican Republic, Jamaica, Aruba, Bahamas, Puerto Rico, Venezuela, Colombia, Kenya, and Tanzania. And she says, if one didn't know better, isn't that the route that drug traffickers and child traffickers utilize? It could be just a coincidence, Corey says. Oh, yeah, could be. I wonder if it is. By the way, that organization is still going on. And they're having a big investor forum in September this year. Register now! Register now if you want to get your fingers in the pie of this green energy scam in the Caribbean, where they can build you a nice piece of crap shipping container painted blue or something along those lines. What does renewable energy depend on? Depends on batteries. It depends on solar power, solar panels, and all of the chemicals and elements and minerals that go into those things, and they need just billions of tons of that stuff to make their products. So, what does that depend on? That depends on cheap labor to get it out of the ground, doesn't it? And the observation has been made by a lot of people and organizations that green energy policies are built on slavery and child labor. This is from Climate Change Weekly. They admit it. This is from Foreign Policy magazine. Clean energy is powered by dirty labor. This is from Amnesty International. The glamorous shop displays and marketing state-of-the-art technologies are stark contrast to the children carrying bags of rocks and miners in narrow man-made tunnels risking permanent lung damage and risking more than that, risking collapse, risking serious injury, risking, other damage from the toxicity of what the materials they're using are. And if you recall, I did a video about this family called the Quants because they are the company behind the UK's digital ID passport scam. And the Quants are a family that were directly owners of a slave-using factory in Nazi Germany. And what did they make in one of their factories? They had many. One of their factories, a big one, batteries. And their slaves, 60,000 of them, approximately, died very regularly because of the toxicity of the materials they were pulling out of the ground. The more things change, the more they stay the same, right? These absolute fascist, slave-owning, fake philanthropist maniacs. Something interesting, when I was Googling this company, hold on a second. Sorry, this organization. Remember they said one of the customers of this 10 Island Challenge was Rocky Mountain Institute. I thought, oh, I haven't heard of that. But I was just fooled because actually it was mentioned in Richard Branson's list here, RMI. I just did not notice that it had gone by the initials. So Rocky Mountain Institute, I was Googling that to find out, and it's really weird what came up on the list of auto-suggested questions that Google gave me. Check this out. Out of nowhere, RMI, and all of a sudden it says, are Marshall Islanders U.S. citizens? Are the Marshall Islands still a U.S. territory? Super weird. Because I've done a couple of videos about the Marshall Islands and human trafficking coming out of there. It seems like Micronesia area is a transshipment point and a way station for human trafficking. I've done two or three videos that mention it, and here's one of them here if you wanted to go back and look at it. It's from 2019, so you'll have to scroll way back in my videos to find it. Back in 2002, there was even a story about workers from Disneyland being brought over from the Marshall Islands under a contract. Body brokers would go over there and recruit them and get them. Basically, it's like indentured servitude. That's interesting, eh? Disney, mentioned by name. Now, one of the other organizations that was mentioned on Richard Branson's list there that Virgin Unite is involved with incubating and creating is this one, 100% Human at Work Network. Here's where they pretend that they really care about their employees, and they consider their employees to be stakeholders in the new world of stakeholder capitalism, aka Klaus Schwab's dream of the Great Reset, where basically corporations run the world. Yeah, they pay some lip service to, you know, listen, we have to listen to the experts, our own people, they say. And CEOs shouldn't forget the great perspective that employees can offer. They earn that from working on the front line. But down here, it's really interesting. This is the very end of this article. The B Team Australia will be releasing its future of work principles and discussing relevant examples from its members organization at an invitation-only panel on June 11th. Obviously, you can see how their words don't match their actions. Okay, so far, why are we talking about this again? We're talking about all of this, believe it or not, because Richard Branson just went over to Ukraine and sat in the office for some mysterious reason with Zelensky. We know Zelensky was at Davos saying straight up, I offer my country to you all. I can get you cheap labor, he said. The theme here, the theme going through this is the exploitation of people. And so that's why I've gone off on the certain tangents that I've gone on off on. Because these powerful fake philanthropists are actually all about just covering up their willingness to use people in every possible way. So if you were planning on exploiting labor for mining, let's say, you might start an NGO that says that it's against using children for mining. Honest to God, it's that cynical. It's that cynical. And like I was saying earlier, the older generations are a little more skilled at hiding it. But people like this, Brittany, who's only 32, she has been in this milieu and, as you'll see in a minute, groomed by these people. She just comes right out with it. Here is one of the other companies Brittany has started. And now you're going to get to see why she got to where she is. Want an exclusive G-Force mastermind call? This is where Brittany at 32 schools other people on how to be a billionaire like she is by exploiting philanthropy and also, I guess, doing some real estate and that. Who's pictured with her here as the business mentor? Richard Branson. They're walking around together. Now, I don't know if he's officially involved in G4s or she just used a picture to, you know, advertise. I don't know. But I do know Britney is deeply involved with Richard Branson. Just quickly to show you that I'm not lying, the story of her is that she founded this company at the age of 21. She's since formed multiple companies. She's won all the awards. She promises weekly interaction in her G-Force meetings for members if you sign up to learn from Britney. Why would you want to learn from Britney? Well, because, you know, she's big time now. She and her company are sitting there with the Ukraine Military Administration working on saving orphans. Working on saving orphans. She's big time. She has hit the big time. But I don't think it's because of her own gumption. I think it's because of her association with her fellow British Virgin Islands contrepreneur. I've just coined that word. Contrepreneur. Anyway, Richard Branson, she's here. I think it was late 2014. She and 29 other young entrepreneurs were selected to spend a week on Richard Branson's Necker Island to learn from him. The trip was organized through something called the Entrepreneurs Organization, which I haven't been able to find anything out about. And Brittany spent a lot of time with him, she says. She says that he was with the group for about 6 hours each day. And another interesting thing she said that Branson said was more or less, you as the CEO should be a personality. You can be wacky and unconventional. They love that type of thing, he said to her. He said that his key to success was letting other people handle most everything. She was like, this was a revelation for me when he said that. Apparently, he said, I don't even know how to send an email. That's her account. And so, can you picture it? Richard Branson is just the personality. He gets phone calls all day telling him what to do, where to go, what foundations to set up, who to host on his island, what to tell them when they're there, and all the rest of it. That's what it sounds like to me. And now he's training a group of 30 other entrepreneurs on how to do this, how to just set up foundations, sit back, hire the board, you know, open up the board of directors to predatory corporations, pharmaceutical companies, bankers, and other people from other NGOs and huge big tech companies. That's another one. If you go look at NGOs, you will see that they all have representatives from the same overlapping companies on them, all of them. So what I'm proposing to you is Brittany Turner there is just the next generation coming up behind people like Richard Branson, celebrity CEO, behind people like Elon Musk, celebrity CEO, because those guys are getting long in the tooth, right? Here's the next generation. And they're fully brainwashed. They don't even know how to watch their tongues. They just straight up say. Here's her in 2018 at Richard Branson's island, looking at his solar farm and stuff. And then, wouldn't you know it, in 2021, Brittany's company, Ariel Recovery Group, is named an official partner of British Virgin Islands Department of Disaster Management. That's how this stuff works. So, you know, they tell young people that if they just work hard, they will succeed. But it's actually, you need a parent or some connection over to the mafia that's already running the world. They will groom you, and you have to take over from them. You have to go with all the woke policies. You have to use their buzzwords. You have to be partying with them and associating with their, you know, sketchy friends. You have to let them tell you what to do. Delegate to them, and you just be the face of everything. You have to play by their rules. And if you do, though, oh boy, the rewards are great. You get to be like an official partner here, an official partner with the Ukraine government sourcing orphans. Oh, I'm sorry, rescuing orphans. And then, if you're lucky, you'll even get your own island. This is Britney's own island, Buck Island, where she hosts the same sort of thing as Richard Branson does. Look what it says. The Ariel's intended clientele are visionaries, leaders, entrepreneurs, creatives, and families who want to be a force for good in the world. The island's programs and amenities are intended to form an incubator for positive transformation. And don't forget, Britney wants to rebuild nations. Remember? That's her stated goal for her company. You know what all that touchy-feely stuff reminds me of here? That they're going to put together sort of conferences for visionaries and leaders and yada yada, and it's motivational speaking there through G-Force or other company. It reminds me of Nexium. Nexium, the sex cult thing where they were branding the women, Allison Mack, Keith Raniere, Sarah Bronfman, Nancy Salzman, Claire Bronfman, a bunch of others, Nikki Klein. There was a whole bunch of Hollywood people in that. That's what they said they were doing. They also had a whole bunch of sub-foundations and sub-companies. One of them was called the Ethical Humanitarian, or Ethical Humanitarian, I think. We'll look at that in 1 second, quickly. And why do I bother even bringing this up? Because Richard Branson, of course, hosted the Nexium crew on Necker Island, just like he hosted Britney and then 30 entrepreneurs, a while back. Now, was he in the know about what they were doing? I hope not, because what they were doing was sex trafficking. Sex trafficking, sex trafficking. Nancy Salzman, Keith Raniere. Claire Bronfman didn't actually get convicted with sex trafficking, but she did get convicted with harboring illegal aliens for financial gain. I mean, that's just another form of trafficking, labor trafficking, exploitation of humans anyway, no matter how you look at it. Just a little more here about Nexium. 80 people have signed on to a lawsuit claiming the Nexium cult leaders exposed them to human fright experiments, so human experimentation, forced labor, human trafficking. That's what this operation was all about. Did Branson know? I don't know. Here he is endorsing them on their ethical humanitarian webpage. This is archived because they've taken it down. So the images are missing. But look right here. Sir Richard Branson, founder Virgin Group. The tools you have for compassionately dealing with complex ethical and global issues are not only unique, but also extremely valuable. This, along with a program of coordinated, organized resources, makes for an innovative approach to transforming our society. I think your founding event will be extraordinary and potentially world-changing. See the pattern? See the similarities between Brittany Turner and that? Mm-hmm. They always say the same thing, and it's cover for the worst stuff imaginable. So I'm wondering, now that Nexium got busted, is Richard Branson helping groom the next generation of pretend motivational speakers who actually are just going to get people into a weird cult that gets itself involved in human trafficking? Well, it's not like Richard Branson isn't already connected to the anti-child trafficking movement, which could be, you know, as I've said before, a cover for other things. He's deeply involved with International Center for Missing and Exploited Children, ICMEC. In fact, he was the founding sponsor of ICMEC in 1999. Here's a picture of a bunch of people that were on the board of directors of that organization in, I think it's 2014. But the connection to it goes deeper than that. His mother, Eve Branson, was a founding member on the board of directors right there in 1999 when it was formed, along with Cherie Blair, wife of Tony Blair, former UK Prime Minister and liar Tony Blair. Hillary Clinton, wife of Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State and Governor of New York. You all know who she is. And this woman, Lady Catherine Meyer. Lady Catherine Meyer is married to a diplomat, former U.S. ambassador, British ambassador to the U.S., Christopher Meyer. He is now a sir. I'm not sure why he was knighted, but if you go check his Wikipedia page, He's got to be very, very connected because he's one of these people that's a freeman in the city of London. which very few people get, because the city of London's different from London, the city. Hopefully you know that by now. But if not, Google it. There's a story here about how Lady Meyer used to be married to a German doctor who then kidnapped her sons and kept them in Germany, and German courts ruled in his favor so she didn't get to see her sons forever. She married Christopher Meyer, maybe hoping to get her sons back. I don't know, but they've been together ever since, so it's been a long-lasting marriage. And then in 2018, Sir Christopher Meyer got beaten badly while getting out of the underground, the tube, in London. They say it was by two teenagers, one of them a girl. But then they did get identified and charged, but nothing ever happened. And later it came out that they didn't beat him up, that he actually fell. So it's a bit of a mess. The story is a bit of a mess. And when stories change like this, with an important person like that, I always assume it's something else entirely. Like perhaps it was a warning to him, or perhaps to his wife, about something diplomat related. And when I say diplomat, I mean spy. Yes, I think he was a spy, and at least an asset. MI6, CIA, who knows what? Who knows what country? It could be anyone. The globalist intelligence service, it doesn't really matter. I just think he was an asset, as many diplomats are. And I also think, for the record, that Richard Branson's mother, Eve, was too. If you go look at her history, yeah, I'd say that's how young Richard got his start and became a billionaire, because his mother was actually really, really tied to the deep state. Now, the other woman there, Cherie Blair, that started ICMEC along with Hillary Clinton and Catherine Meyer, you know who she is, wife of former UK Prime Minister Tony Blair. But this is the interesting part. Her dad. I'd never heard of Anthony Booth, but Anthony Booth was an actor well known in the UK. Apparently, Booth developed a taste for acting when he was posted to the army to SHAPE, SHAPE, in Paris. And that is the Supreme Headquarters Allied Powers Europe, the military headquarters of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO. Boom! I mean, right there, right there. That's something. So he was an actor. He got interested in acting through NATO. Go figure. Did they need some performers for various roles in perhaps false flags, or to perform for the cameras in reporting? I don't know. Anyway, he was involved in theater, normal acting stuff, and then he became on television. But here's an interesting story about him from 1979, and you tell me if this sounds like it makes any sense. Booth nearly burned to death in November 1979 when, during a drunken attempt to get into his locked flat, he fell into a drum of paraffin. He spent 6 months in hospital and needed 26 skin graft operations. Seriously? So what kind of place did he live in? He was a fully grown adult by then. He wasn't some teenager in a flop house somewhere. He fell into a vat of paraffin, a boiling vat of paraffin, was somewhere near his door as he was trying to get in to his house. I don't know, it doesn't make sense. Once again, like that guy that got beat up at the tube station, I'm thinking they either wanted to get rid of him and he just didn't die, or they wanted to scare him somehow. And then his daughter goes on to marry the UK premier. Interesting. I have one more thing there. He has another daughter. In fact, he has a whole bunch of daughters with a whole bunch of women. Lauren Booth is a broadcaster and journalist who happens to carry some sort of specialized passport for Palestine. Spook, spook, spookity spook. Okay, so that takes care of these two founders of ICMEC, who were funded by Richard Branson, whose mother was on the board of directors and probably a spy. And I won't go into Hillary Clinton's stuff. Hopefully, you already know about all of Hillary Clinton's evil deeds that surround the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton Global Initiative. I've gone into it a million times, and some of it has to do with ties to human trafficking, like the Laura Silsby story out of Haiti when she was caught trying to take children across the border, some of whom weren't even orphans. And she was going to set up a luxury adoption hotel next door in Dominican Republic. That was the story. Anyway, Hillary Clinton and Bill got on the horn and got her out of jail for that. All documented. You don't want to believe me? I don't care. All right. ICMAC, International Center for Missing and Exploited Children, has a sister organization called the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. If you look at the board of directors currently for that organization, this is some of them. We've got two people from Meta on there. Someone from Microsoft, someone from Intel, someone from Adobe, someone from Dell, and someone from Lockheed Martin. Also, someone from the McCain Institute. Now, these are all interesting just because, again, it's an overlapping thing. They're always on all these boards. You know, they sometimes share it out a little bit. They don't all go, but you'll find them over and over. And what? Why? Why are they so interested in this? Why are they doing this? But the most interesting one is the McCain Institute is on the board of directors for the Center for Missing and Exploited Children, right? Well, then consider this. Cindy McCain admits we all knew. We all knew about him, Epstein. We all knew what he was doing, but we had no one that was, no legal aspect that would go after him, she said. They were afraid of him, she said. She has got a seat on this board, National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the McCain Institute that she is, what do you want to call it, owner of, founder of, has a combating human trafficking aspect to it. That is one of their main goals. So what do you mean you don't have it? So you're admitting, Cindy McCain, that all your guys' organization and fundraising and conferences you go to are worth zero. They're nothing. They're worth nothing. Everybody should stop giving money to these or believing these people at all. They do not have children's interests in heart. And even if they did, according to Cindy McCain, nobody would do anything about it anyway, even though they all know. What does that tell you? It's disgusting. And of course, Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, both charged with child sex predation. Ghislaine Maxwell found guilty of sex trafficking and going to spend 20 years in prison. Their operations were out of the U.S. Virgin Islands. Here is Little St. James Island, where Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine did some of their work. They were also in New Mexico and Florida, of course. But here's Necker Island and Mosquito Island, where Richard Branson has his stuff going on. Now, I am not alleging that Richard Branson is involved himself in trafficking children. Certainly not. I have zero evidence to point to that. But I do know that he's involved with a lot of people who are involved in it. And his whole world kind of revolves around the area where that happens, the organizations who would benefit from it, etc. That's all I'm saying. Oh, yeah. And I should point out that Ghislaine Maxwell was involved with it. Just to show you how phony baloney these people are, Save the Children. Ghislaine Maxwell was involved in Save the Children organization. Get what that's supposed to do. It's supposed to take care of orphans and rescue people from child trafficking. Like, it's so obvious what's going on here. Or they're just so bad at it that they should be immediately all disbanded. Well, isn't it interesting that NXIVM got busted and the Epstein-Maxwell child trafficking operation got busted? So now we have this girl in the right area and Richard Branson is taking her under the wing and she's slowly but surely setting up all the pieces to take over from it. I mean, here she is here, Ariel Recovery Group. Look what she's been doing since 2017. Since shortly after she started spending time with Richard Branson, she started doing disaster relief at first, some of them in the U.S., a lot of them in the islands, and then refugee crisis humanitarian aid mission in Afghanistan, and now, of course, the free-for-all bonanza that is Ukraine, with their supposedly gigantic hundreds of thousands of children that are unaccompanied during the war. And they all rushed in there like fleas and flies, didn't they? Like vultures. They all rushed in there. And they admit, they put it in their documentation. They're like, we're here because Ukraine does not have proper vetting procedures to make sure that the NGOs they're working with are above board. They say that as they rush in. I guess they want us to assume, like, well, if they're saying that, then they must be one of the above board ones, right? It does not compute, though. That does not necessarily follow. So I have one more section to cover here, and it is potentially the boomiest. Going back to Branson and Zelensky, and Zelensky's promise to open up Ukraine to businesses when he said that at Davos. Want to know what one of the big things that happens in Ukraine is? It's a transit and destination point for human trafficking, which is extremely pervasive in the country, according to this report from the Global Organized Crime Index. And there's way more in that paper, which I'll link to down below in the description box, along with a whole bunch of other things from this video. It's just a criminality hub, Ukraine is. And one of the things that's been in the news a lot, right, is the bio labs in Ukraine and Hunter Biden's association with companies that are involved with the bio labs. And there's another little element to this, too, is that back when the Hunter Biden laptop story first broke in 2020, there was talk of Hunter Biden being somehow involved with human trafficking. Now, immediately, everything got shut down when you tried to talk about this online, so it was hard to get the information. I and a bunch of other people got booted right off YouTube. I lost my PayPal. This is what it was all about, I think, was the Hunter Biden laptop story. And it wasn't so much to protect Hunter Biden. It was to protect this global criminal mafia that could be exposed through the whole Hunter Biden, Joe Biden involvement in Ukraine stories. That's what I think. Because this is huge. Okay. And it's twisted. So let's just look at this one story from Washington Times, 2022. Report, Biden unwittingly paid for Hunter's frolics with Russian-linked escorts, and that was a company called Uber GFE. And Uber GFE looks like a pretty big concern, but I could be wrong. They operate out of USA, London, Paris, Dubai, and they don't list it here, but obviously Ukraine. And Hunter Biden basically told his dad about it, and Joe wired his son the money to pay for these things. Uber, GFE. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. The really big story is that Hunter Biden's investment fund is linked to the Ukrainian biolabs engaged in pathogen research. And this is coming from the Russian Defense Ministry. Some people will discount it because of that, but just hold your horses. So we're talking here about one of Hunter Biden's many companies called Rosemont Seneca Partners, and how they helped get money not only from Metabiota, which is another American biotech company that goes around searching for viruses and other things like that, but also Black & Veatch. And this is one of the main suppliers of equipment for Pentagon biolabs around the world. That is coming straight from the Russian Defense Ministry, and the mainstream media at first denied the existence of the biolabs totally, and then, of course, didn't take long before some Victoria Nuland spilled the beans and admitted they were there. And then, you know, now the WHO has even come out, and, well, this is in March, the WHO comes out and confirms it by saying that it advised Ukraine to destroy pathogens in the health labs, or they're calling them health labs, to prevent disease spread, March 11th, 2022. What do you think that's all about? The WHO does not want to get caught here as having been involved with something very illegal and dangerous, but it admits that they supported them. They supported the labs along with the European Union and the United States. So it's like, oh, we told them to get rid of their bad stuff. I hope they did, because, you know, there's a war now. We're being exposed. The Daily Mail confirms all of this also, March 2022. It says, emails from Hunter's abandoned laptop show he helped secure millions of dollars in funding for Metabiota, a Department of Defense contractor specializing in research on pandemic-causing diseases that could be used as bioweapons. And then they also talk about the Ukrainian natural gas firm Burisma, and this is the one where Joe Biden sits there on camera and admits that he was going to give $1 billion in aid to Ukraine, but if they didn't fire the prosecutor that was going after his son's connected companies, that he would not give them the $1 billion. And boom, he says, well, son of a bitch, they fired him. Famous, famous video that many people out there in the world will never have seen, because no doubt there's a fact check that if you Google it, probably says fact check. No, Biden did not have a prosecutor fired in Ukraine. People, wake up. They lie. The whole of Google, the whole front page, two pages in, they still just lie. That's why you don't know. That's why you don't know most of this stuff. That's why you don't know that there's a Dutch revolt. The farmers, it's big in Holland. There is a revolt happening in Italy. There is a revolt happening in Sri Lanka and elsewhere. That Uruguay just, Pfizer just pulled out of Uruguay, the country, completely, because Uruguay said, you can't give another vaccine until you tell us the ingredients. And Pfizer was like, oh, see you later. You don't know any of this, normies, because the news lies. And they've lied to you about all of this stuff. All right, so I'm going to wrap up with the creepiest stuff of all. What might the Ukraine want and be doing with the biolabs and the human trafficking? What's going on? Here's a hint. This is an old story, 2006. Ukraine babies in stem cell probe. Healthy newborn babies may have been killed in Ukraine to feed a flourishing international trade in stem cells, evidence obtained by the BBC suggests. Disturbing video footage of post-mortem examinations on dismembered, tiny bodies raises serious questions about what happened to them. Ukraine has become the self-styled stem cell capital of the world. There is a trade in stem cells from aborted fetuses, and claims are that stem cells are also being harvested from live babies. I am so sorry to even read that. And you might be thinking to yourself, well, that's old. Or maybe that one report is wrong. Let me just back it up a little bit, okay? I'm sorry, this is disturbing. From the Globe and Mail, a Canadian newspaper, 13 years ago, so 2009, several years after this story. The case of the missing children, lost babies, and corpses without organs fuel allegations of trafficking in body parts in Ukraine. This is just a small section from the article. But they are saying that they would sell living brain cells from fetuses 15 to 27 weeks old. Suppliers were easy to find, he said. One clinic even gave him an invoice for the product. And it goes on. It's sick. So they were providing stem cells to pretty much, it sounds like, quacky labs as a proposed treatment for a great many different diseases and just for anti-aging. Not all of the treatment centers were in the Ukraine. There was one in the Bahamas until they chased him out of there. And I might go into that in another video. But you might think to yourself, like, that was a long time ago. Surely regulation has come in and stopped this kind of thing, and the world community was outraged, yada, yada, right? Well, this is from February 2022. Expansion of stem cell transplant hospitals in Ukraine. It says that it's an action by the cabinet of Ukraine. They are going to expand the specialized children's medical center in Lviv, a clinical hospital in Kiev, and a city child clinic in Dnipropetrovsk. This is a big industry, and it is built on the backs of human beings. Very sick. So yeah, this is what it looks like. Is Richard Branson some kind of mega facilitator of the satanic New World agenda? Everything from their you will own nothing and be happy exploitation of humans for labor, to their exploitation of humans for sex, to their exploitation of humans for medical experiments and actual, basically, the consumption of helpless people by powerful people with money who can pay for it in terms of these stem cell treatments and who knows what else. And with all these NGOs popping up, purporting to stop human trafficking and stop child labor, look at the explosion. It was a $32 billion U.S. dollar industry in 2011, and in 2018, the estimate is $150.2 billion. And it says down here, this does not even account for the proceeds generated from human trafficking for the purpose of the removal of organs or stem cells or other exotic things that they may or may not be doing with people, children, and babies. I'm going to stop talking now. So I hope you learned something from this. I hope it does paint a picture. I hope I didn't talk too fast. I hope you will join me for my next video. In the meantime, go on over to AmazingPolly.net. That's my website. I've been adding articles like mad lately, and you can read more about what I'm coming across on the net there. Or you can support my work. There's a donate button, or on the contact page, you can see my post office box address if you want to send me something through the mail. Thank you to everybody who has done either one of those things. Thank you for just watching, for commenting, for liking, for sharing, and subscribing if you haven't. Until next time, everybody, peace out.